Welcome to Sigulda, the town that has attracted visitors from around the world for centuries. Its location among the Gauja Valley makes it one of the most beautiful cities in Latvia. Travellers are drawn to the breathtaking views of the primeval valley along with the natural wonders found in plentiful number throughout the area. The settlements on the shores of the lower Gauja region, which include present-day Sigulda, date back to 2000 BC. The first settlement by the Livs was for that of Setesele, a fortified wooden castle with a bulwark and a moat. A small town eventually sprung up around its castle. However, both the castle and the town were burned to the ground by the German Anglo-Saxon invaders. To provide a base from which to conquer surrounding lands, the Livonian Order built a mighty stone castle about 1.5 kilometres, 1 mile west of Setesele Castle. There is no common agreement on the origins of the name Sigulda, although some believe it may have came from the old German word for thick forest or forest of victory. Craftsmen and merchants settled next to the Order's castle. Documents dating from the 15th century refer to it as a town whose occupants bought local produce in exchange for goods such as salt and tools. Ownership of Sigulda Castle changed hands many times over the course of the years, as Russian, Polish and Swedish armies fought each other for the right to occupy it. In 1621, the Swedes held the seat soon after King Gustav II gave Sigulda to Count Gabriel Oxenstiern as a gift. The ongoing wars caused much damage to the castle and diminished its military importance. The town was further destroyed in 1613, leaving only five remaining families. It languished for several decades until eventually, in the middle of the 17th century, it ceased to exist. It was not rebuilt in its original location. Sigulda Castle was destroyed during the Northern War and the Great Plague, which followed decimated 75% of the local population. After the Northern War, Sigulda, as part of Vidzeme, was annexed to the Russian Empire and the manor centre began to evolve near the forecastle later in the 17th century. Empress Anna Ivanova gifted Sigulda to General Field Marshal Count Lacy in 1737. Through lines of inheritance, Sigulda has also belonged to different families, of which the most prominent has been the Kropotkins, who also made the most significant contributions to Sigulda's development. A new era began for Sigulda, bringing a notable boom to the scarcely populated area in the governorate of Livonia. Outlook platforms and shelters were constructed with more new trails on the banks of the Gauja Valley, all with an eye to competing with the most famous European resorts. In 1889, due to the military considerations, the Russian government built the Valka-Riga Railroad, which had a stop in Sigulda. The owners of the estate built the Sageold Hotel and a handful of boarding houses near the train station. Thus, towards the end of the 19th century, the current centre of the city began to evolve. At the turn of the century, the manor ran paid advertisements in newspapers of the largest cities in Russia, as well as in tourism booklets, to promote Sigulda's popularity among summer visitors. Many distinguished Russians, along with famous writers and poets, were among Sigulda's guests. Further development of Sigulda was interrupted by the war. The city sustained significant damage. Notable changes came in 1918. The Latvia Land Department green-lighted a development plan created by engineer-architect Maidelis, which envisioned Sigulda as a nearby resort town to Riga. A new railway station designed in the Romantic style was built during this period. Its use of Alagi limestone and boulders made it one of the most striking stations in Latvia. In 1926, Sigulda officially became a village with the right to self-governance and, a short 2 years later, grew in size to that of a city. Modernization arrived in the 30s with the construction of water supply pipes, centralized heating system and electricity. The bridge over Gauja River and ski jump were also opened. The city was a booming resort by the end of the decade. Then, as now, the easy small town atmosphere blended well with a variety of cultural and sports activities. Sigulda, along with all of Latvia, was forcibly annexed into the SSR in 1940, which brought immense changes. The city was again destroyed. The first few years after the war ended were focused on rebuilding. In the 1960s, new public works developments focused on creating a tourism centre worthy of the entire Soviet Union. A decree from the Ministry Council declared Sigolda as a centre of tourism, recreation and sports for working people. Gauya National Park and Administrative Centre was established in 1973. Sigolda's rapid development as a centre for winter sports and recreation took off with the opening of the first bobsleigh track at the end of the 19th century. Winter sports activities continued to develop after the end of World War II. The ski jump, built in the 30s, was remodelled and multiple slalom trials were set up. Its arrival as a definitive winter sports centre came with the construction of the bobsleigh and luge track in 1986. One of just 17 in the world, along with its winter activities, Sigolda is a great place for summer sports and outdoor activities. The breathtaking scenery of the Gauya Valley attracts mountain bikers. The adventure parks offer strength and endurance challenges, and the catapult, cable car and aerodrome vertical wind tunnel allow one experience of the magic of flying. In short, it's all there. More changes have occurred in Sigolda since Latvia declared its independence on May 4, 1990. The city continues to make improvements to make the town hospitable to both its inhabitants and guests alike. Regional and international culture and sport events take place annually. These include the Opera Music Festival, the Kremerata Baltica and the Summer Solstice Celebration, along with competitions at various levels on the bobsleighing and luge track, bicycle races and much more. Experience Sigolda for yourself. Feel the past come alive, connect with nature and experience breathtaking adventures. Sigolda thrills!
The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.